Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
This is like a personal training session for the mind. Exercises and strategies to help you have a fitter, healthier emotional life. And the guy with the stopwatch and whistle then, I guess, is psychologist Maris Deepers. Maris, what are the final two happiness tips you've got?
Okay, the last two happiness-enhancing strategies. It's been quite a journey, and hopefully listeners have gotten something out of it. And I'm sure there's probably more strategies, but these are the 12 that Sonia Libomorsky's given us in her enhancing strategies from her book, The How of Happiness. Tips 11 and 12. 11 should be no surprise to Light and Life listeners, that people that are actively practicing elements of religion and spirituality are a lot more likely to experience happiness, and again, this is something we've covered time and time again in mind games. Can't get enough of it. Taking care of your body. If you've got a healthy physical routine, you've got a healthy mental routine. So practicing religion and spirituality, the studies have shown that people who are more involved in churches, temples, mosques, whatever, and spend time reflecting, meditating, or in prayer, are a lot more likely to experience happiness and have a much more fulfilled and meaningful life. And again, that helps to build people with a sense of hope and resilience in the face of adversity. And if I have that, then I'm a lot more likely to experience happiness. So that's tip number 11. Tip number 12, I can't get enough of this one, taking care of your body. If you feel good physically, you think good mentally a lot of the time. Exercise and taking care of ourselves and our dietary routine, eating well and keeping fit has multiple benefits. We've talked about the benefits to negative thinking and depression previously, but it's just the same for those positive aspects and being more likely to experience happiness. Any chance you can get to get outside and get some fresh air and some sunshine and to get burn some energy and to produce endorphins, which are our body's natural happy chemicals, well then obviously the happier we're going to be.